This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
G'day there, and welcome once again to Blues with a Feeling. Classic album feature for you this week, celebrating the release of what I consider to be a blues masterpiece, John Mooney's 1996 release, Against the Wall. This is one of those albums that I listen to weekly, and with a music collection as large as mine, that's saying something about how much I get from it. Produced by Rob Fraboni, whose production and engineering skills have seen him work with the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Bonnie Raitt, Bob Marley, Joe Cocker, the Beach Boys, and many, many more. No less than Keith Richards said about Rob, "Rob Fraboni is a genius." And this record sounds like there was plenty of genius-level talent available. John Mooney's story itself is incredible. Growing up in New York, he started playing the blues at a very young age, tutored by bluesman Joe Beard. And it was Beard that introduced John to Son House, yes, Son House, when he was 16, a year after he left home to pursue the musical life. To this day, you can hear just how much of an influence the legend had on the young man. I've never known anyone with the intensity on stage of John Mooney, but many people with a direct connection will tell you that was Son House to a T. Of course, the other great influence of John's career came via his move to New Orleans in 1976, or thereabouts, where he began immersing himself in the musical culture of the world's greatest musical city, playing with Professor Longhair, Snooks Eaglin, The Meters, and Earl King. And that's just scraping the tip of the iceberg, really. Releasing his debut album in 1979, it was 17 years before the recording of Against the Wall, releasing another 8 albums in the interim before this one hit the stores to critical acclaim. And believe me, there's a story that accompanies this album that will make you listen to these songs even more intently, as John sings of the chaos that was going on in his life at the time. So look out. But before we get to that, to get you in the mood for this incredible album, a set of some of the truly outstanding new releases hitting my inbox right now in 2024, with songs by Sue Foley, Rick Astor and the Nightcats, the late great James Harmon, and a little later in the show, Eric Bibb and Anthony Gerazzi. To kick us off this week, though, here's Cedric Burnside from his new release, Hill Country Love. Paul Black Matty, this is Blues with a Feeling.
Trained in cold, girl got drunk, closed that door. Poor black man ain't got change and gold. Girl got drunk, throw her clothes out the door. See the world is fair. Green, I'm going. Baby, there. Going to milk bag. See that world is fair. Green, I'm going. Know my baby there. I play by my bed. Woman, I got cherry red. Won't no heater. If I play by my bed. Woman, I got keep me cherry. Thank you. by plane, by my bed. Woman, I got cherry red. Won't no heater, by plane, by my bed. Woman, I got keep me cherry red. Baby, won't I got keep me chill, baby? Won't I got keep me chill, baby?
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about.
Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, and you're listening to Sean Bindley on Blues with a Feeling.
I hope that all good things will come your way. I really hope today's your lucky day. You know, I really want to see you do. Hey, whatever makes your dreams come true. Somewhere else. Good luck, baby, somewhere else. Well, I believe I just stick around here myself, but good luck somewhere else. I never had a clue that it was only me. I try to hold you back from your destiny. Yeah, but it's your world, huh? And it's your time. I got to step apple cider and let you shine. Somewhere else. Good luck, baby. Somewhere else. And I wish you all happiness and health for the good luck somewhere else. You now you finally free. All kind of options and opportunities. You chase some high class life and luxury. You know you're right where you're supposed to be. Somewhere else. Good luck, baby, somewhere else. Hey, wherever you go, I wish you well. Good luck somewhere else. Good luck somewhere else.
Told me just before she died. My mother told me just before she died. My mother told me just before she died. My mother told me just before she died. Thank you. remember the day, baby, you drove me from your door. Remember the day, baby, you drove me from your door. Remember the day, baby, you drove me from your door. You said, go on now, don't come here no more. I walked away, I was wringing my hands and crying. Walked away, I was wringing my hands and crying. Walked away, I was wringing my hands and crying. I had the blues and I couldn't get satisfied.
Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland. Playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond, this is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling.
Sue Foley's quite magnificent new record is called One Guitar Woman. And it features Sue with just her beloved nylon string acoustic guitar, rather than the pink paisley Telecaster with which she has travelled and wowed the world over the last three decades or so. There's certainly a lot of herstory on the album, as Sue delves deep into the pioneering female guitar players that paved the way for Sue and those that have followed. Artists like Elizabeth Cotton, Memphis Minnie, Maybelle Carter and Sister Rosetta Tharp, as well as classical and flamenco players like Ida Presti, Lydia Mendoza, and lesser known but equally as enthralling long-forgotten Southern artists like Geechee Wiley and Elvie Thomas, and songs that have played their part in the development of Sue's incredible artistry on the guitar. The way she goes from style to style in this album is just amazing. That song was Motherless Child Blues. And also in that set, and previous to that, well, that's just a perfect example of why I got into the art of making blues radio programs. Back in the early days of this program, I was exposed to a number of bands via Blues Fest at Byron Bay that delivered such an incredible level of skill and talent via their jaw-dropping live shows that I started buying their records and never missing an opportunity to see them when they toured here. And they did often back in the blues boom 90s. Bands like the Paladins and Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers and the unbelievable Little Charlie and the Nightcats. Of course, Little Charlie Beatty left the band a long time ago and sadly passed away quite recently. But with the band becoming Rick Astron and the Nightcats now and the one and only Kid Anderson stepping into the hottest guitar seat in town for the past decade and more, the Nightcats have a new album out on Alligator Records called The Hits Keep Coming, and it is, I believe, destined to go on to be a modern classic. That song was Somewhere Else. Also in that set, another West Coast blues legend, James Harmon, who despite passing a couple of years ago now, left enough material with longtime musical compadre Nathan James, to release a couple of albums. James had a really hard time of it in his final years, and he certainly wore his heart on his sleeve and poured it out via his songs and his voice and his harmonica. The album is called Didn't We Have Some Fun Sometime? And the song, James Harmon there at the end of a long and amazing life playing the blues, Knock Me Out Again. For more James Harmon, check out my live focus from a couple of weeks ago, the James Harmon Band Live 85. Okay, time to get to this week's classic album feature, John Mooney's 1996 release, Against the Wall. Released at a time when the blues continued to boom, and John's extraordinary intertwining of the Delta blues he learned direct from Sunhouse and all the aspects of the musical culture of New Orleans and Louisiana was exciting people across the world. I just love this album. The mix of John's glorious slide guitar and the percussion and the rhythms that are such a part of the culture of New Orleans excites me on a different level. With only one cover, a song by Michelle Schacht, John's original songs are something else. And as someone that has often failed to delve deeper into the meaning of song lyrics, I hear really personal tales of the trauma and the chaos that was going on in his life at the time, with addiction problems threatening to tear his life and that of his family apart. Fertile ground for a new record, no doubt, but no place for the faint-hearted. This is Blues with a Feeling, where, for me at least, the music of John Mooney really is sacred ground.
I need a omen, I need a sign. I need to get my peace of mind. Now and then I'm gonna get down. Oh, but let me on the sacred ground. But now and night, I'll get down. Oh, but love you on sacred ground. You know it's true, I've been accused. That's what you get for laying down with fools. But now and night, I'm gonna get down. Oh, but love you on sacred ground. Sacred ground, sacred ground. That's where the kiss and the mist won't carry you down. Morning, I'll get down. Oh, but I love you on sacred ground. I didn't have one. Treading on sacred ground. I told my love, when the moon come up, you gotta give what you got, baby, open your eyes and wake up.
Home, home. it don't mean a doggone thing. You'll find tomorrow sure don't mean a doggone thing. Got a sweet little girl, give her everything, hoping maybe that someday she'll wear your name. But you know, it don't mean a doggone thing. You'll find tomorrow that it sure don't mean. Think about my lips in my eye, but you know it don't mean a doggone thing. You'll find tomorrow that it sure don't mean a doggone thing.
That's what I have today. Hey, everybody, this is John Namath, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bendley.
Left is sweat and bone. Should not should not live alone. All that's left is sweat and bone. Not the phone. All you do, tell me wrong, wrong, wrong. I'm on the back, on the day long gone. When you hear me tight, darling, nothing could go wrong. I shouldn't live alone. All that's left is sweat and bone. Should not leave you alone. All that's left is sweat and bone. Won't tell me where. Won't tell me why. All you do, sit there and cry. I can never seem to find the right time. Gotta get you, baby, honey, off my mind. Oh, sweat and bone. Should not leave you alone. Oh, sweat and bone. Should not leave you alone. Sweat and bone. Should not leave you alone. Oh, sweat and bone.
What you gonna do when it broke? You're listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
It's great to be with you again. My feature album is John Mooney's 1996 classic Against the Wall, a desert island disc for me and one that I'm thrilled to spotlight for you this week. I love every aspect of the record, as harrowing as the content can be. I was experiencing a life beset by similar levels of trauma when the album came out. Not so much drug-related, but certainly in my family and personal relationships. I've experienced some traumatic events over my lifetime, and even as John sings of the trauma in his own life, as the blues will do, I've been able to find some peace thanks to this incredible release. I still, after 28 years, listen to it at least weekly. I don't think there's another album in the Blues with a Feeling record library that remains such a comfort to me. That song was Broken Mold, and in there as well, Sweat and Bones, and Doggone Thing. Thanks for tuning in or downloading the show again this week, and thanks as always for your support via the Facebook pages, Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling, for liking and commenting and sharing the show with your friends as the word continues to spread slowly but surely around the world about this blues party we enjoy together every week, and have done so for coming up to 30 years in May. Here's one for all the dads out there that don't get to see the kids. You're listening to Blues with a Feeling.
Well, it'll be late on in the evening, and I'm out on the outskirts of town. Late in the evening, I'm out on the outskirts of town. I choose me a seat and I watch that evening sun go down. Night, baby, I couldn't sleep the whole night long. I was up walking the floor, baby, and I couldn't sleep the whole night long. I would cry for you, crying for me, I'm the one that done you wrong. Yeah, when it's late in the day, baby, and you're tired, you done had enough. Late in the day, you're tired, you done had enough. You're walking with a cane. On your old and gray, your back is bent, you're walking with a cane. You look back and remember, and you know I was your true loving man. Why mama don't kiss daddy no more. Thank you.
town. Late in the evening, out on the outskirts of town. I choose me a seat and I watch that evening sun go down.
Bishop, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Shaky Sean.
Hey, the bitter pill took all I can stand. The bitter pill, you know I took it like a man. Better find a cure. I can't take no more. The remedy to cure. Yeah, the bitter pill. Doctor, I know about my reputation. Still all in all, I've been a good patient. Give me the medicine, doctor. Give me a nurse. If I don't get better quicker, I need a nurse. It's some kind of virus.
some kind of bug. All I know, I need a little more of your drug. I ain't in no condition to try to speak. My mind is gone, my will is weak, oh, to be felt. All I can stand, the bitter pill. You know that I took it like a man. Better find a cure. I can't take no more. Well, it's a remedy to kill. It's the bitter pill. He got what the doctor ordered for me. Now, doctor, time will murder child. First degree, oh, bitter pill. Took all I can stand. Hey, the bitter pill. I took it like a man. Better find a cure. The remedy to kill. Well, it's the bitter pill. The remedy to kill. Now it's the bitter pill. You know it's the remedy to kill. Hey, the bitter pill. We'll be right back.
Ankle deep in the red dirt on the shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
My Blues with a Feeling classic album feature this week is the extraordinary 1996 release by John Mooney, Against the Wall. Harrowing stories of the breakup of his family that would be played out as the year progressed, with John ultimately splitting from New Orleans and taking his kids with him for life away from a city awash in temptations for those with an addiction. Spending 2 years getting clean and sober, while the blues world, large and small, wondered what had happened and where he was, before he emerged a couple of years later, happy and healthy, where he remains to this day. Even working on a new album, I believe. That song, You Told Me. And previous to that, the one cover on the record, the Michelle Shock song, Bitter Pill. And previous to that, three sides to every story. God, it's so true. Incidentally, I need to thank everybody who helped me traverse a wee crisis in the production of this show over the last 24 hours. As I said earlier, I listened to this album weekly, so didn't feel the need to listen to it while I planned the show. In fact, it was only on Sunday nights when I thought, you know, I've never listened to it on my current studio setup. My weekly listens happen in my car on the way to yoga, and the stereo in the rocket ship is as good as it gets. And so, in anticipation that it would sound similarly incredible on the studio monitors I use now, I open up the file containing my digital copy of the album and press play while settling into the moonlight last night, only to discover that the files were corrupted, with no solution to fix the problem. Doesn't happen more than about once in a decade, but it has happened before. And so I started going through my music collection, looking for the CD of the album. It should be easy to find because I can picture where it is. I know precisely where I last saw it, in fact. As is often the case in such crises, it was and continues to be nowhere to be found. Although I'm betting good money that it will suddenly slide out from under something within about 5 minutes of me finishing working on this week's show. I'll keep you up to date on that one. So anyway, after searching through about 1,000 CDs last night and this morning, where this album should have been, and checking all the other sources of music I use for the show, I'd still come up with nothing but an anxiety attack and a furrowed brow. So with it time for me to start final production, I instead was emailing friends and music industry acquaintances from around the world in the hope someone might have a copy of this very hard-to-find 28-year-old album. And lo and behold, within 2 hours I had it, thanks to Southeast Queensland's Aaron West, an impressively talented multi-instrumentalist and singer himself, and a big fan of John Mooney, who was able to put his hands on his copy. Not easy to do, as we've all discarded and downsized the plastic and paper-heavy music collections of the past, but find it he did, and here we are. So thanks to Aaron for saving my tightly clenched ass this morning, and here's to us all that have negotiated life's challenges and managed to find a way to continue. This is Blues with a Feeling, where it's always one step forward, one way or another.
I seen you crying in the night. I seen you crying. Things wasn't right. I'd have been there holding you tight. Might have known wrong from right. I heard you talking on the phone, telling your friends, tired of being low. I'd have been there, babe, keeping you warm. You might have known right from wrong. One step forward, two step back. Thank you.
door. I remember well, you ain't done that before. Asked you to stay, begged you not to go. Your eyes said yes, but your heart said no, no, no. One step forward, two step back. Now we're going down the wrong track. Got us so turned around that we can't get back. One step forward, two step back.
Thank you. Hi, this is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bindley.
They say the whole thing started with Fanny Taylor's lie. That spark lit the flame, fear and hatred fed the fire. Truly, it started centuries ago. Ships with human cargo chained down below. I was in the third grade. I could read and write. I remember everything. The moon was full and bright, so bright. You could see shadows at midnight. The night they burned rosewood to the ground.
Eric Bibb returns to Australia and New Zealand in May. Details and tickets at ericbibb.com. And if you haven't yet, you can catch my interview and feature show with Eric in the Blues With A Feeling archives. It was earlier this year, so it's easy to find. And it was wonderful to chat to Eric about his most recent studio album, Ridin'. Of course, when he's here in May, he'll have copies of his new album live at the La Scala Theatre, from which I took that song, and that is the blues right there, Rosewood. Previous to that, the final track from my Blues With A Feeling classic album feature this week, John Mooney's Against the Wall. It was an astonishing look in the mirror by John at the time, and I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to feature it for you this week, as I'll leave you with one more song from the brand new release from the great piano player Anthony Gerazzi, Tears In My Eyes. Hold them close, my friends, and I'll talk to you again next week on Blues With A Feeling.
Broken mirror, the one you smashed upon my floor. Oh, broken mirror, broken mirror, the one you smashed upon my bedroom floor. You know 7 years bad luck gonna follow me. She left before the sun, before that sun began to rise. Yeah, he left before the sun, before the sun began to rise. I felt just like a fool, 'cause I fell for all the lies. Broken mirror, broken mirror, the one you smashed upon my floor. Broken mirror, broken mirror, the one you smashed upon my floor. I know 7 years bad luck is bound to follow me through the door. Well, I'm looking for another woman, one that's going to treat me right. Well, I'm looking for another woman, one that's gonna treat me right. You know I treat her just like a queen, every day till judgment night. Broken mirror, broken mirror, the one you smashed on my bedroom floor. Yeah, broken mirror, broken mirror, the one you smashed upon the floor. I know 7 years bad luck, it's gonna follow me right through that door.